أنا اسمي محمد عواد من قرية نعلين غرب رام الله. عمري 33 سنة.
How old were you then? What was that, 2004?
لا الصورة.
14 سنة.
14 years old.
He was 14 years old in 2004. Does he remember this day when they first cut the trees for the wall?
هذا اليوم هو أول يوم بقطعوا الشجر فيه عشان.
بتذكر كان في المنطقة القبلية اللي هو عند خروبة أيوب، كان أول ما أجوا يقطعوا حطوا علامات للجدار.
He remembers exactly where it was in the village, and he remembers that they marked all the trees that they want to cut them.
Who brought him to the demonstration?
كيف رحت على المسيرة؟ حدا أخذك؟
لا، طلعنا مع الناس. يعني كانوا في المسيرة في المنطقة الفلانية وطلعنا مشي على.
They said that there is a demonstration in this area, and he went with all the people.
قاموا صلاة الجمعة هناك ورحنا صلينا الجمعة.
And they held the Friday prayer there, so he went there to also pray.
To pray. How old is he now?
33.
Okay. Can you ask him if he knew the young boy, the 10-year-old boy who was killed?
هل كنت تعرف إيش اسمه أحمد موسى؟
أحمد موسى استشهد قريب مننا، يعني كان لما استشهد.
When he says that Ahmed, when he became a martyr, he was near him.
They were together in the field.
كنتوا مع بعض
بالجدار.
They were together.
So he was there the day that he was killed?
He was there near the wall.
So he was with him when he was killed?
كنت موجود لما هو استشهد.
How did the boys react to seeing one of the kids that was with them?
كنتوا أطفال يعني كلكم بوقتها، يعني إذا
did it scare them, did it make them
هي هتعرف إنه كيف تصرفتوا أو كيف كانت ردة فعلكم لما شفتوا إنه في طفل استشهد جنبكم؟
في قدرة إلهية سبحانه من ربنا سبحانه وتعالى، يعني بتيجي هاي. كنا على الجدار رايحين نقصف الجدار، أجي أجيب الجيش بلش يطلق نار بشكل عشوائي، يعني كان حرس حدود وقتها. قلت كانوا الشباب الكبار من تحت وإحنا منطقة أعلى شوي، فبلشوا الناس يصيحوا يحملوا هيك، حتى يعني كان قطع من دماغه وهيك على الأرض موجودة، حملناها في أواعينا ورقدنا وراه لا شعوري.
He said, there's a divine power that is given to you by God at these moments. He remembers that they went to cut the what was a wall back then. So the older guys were down the hill, and the youngsters were above. And then the soldiers came and they started shooting everywhere. And when he got shot, they carried him, and even he remembers that part of his brain was on the ground, so they carried this part in their clothes and they started running after him, like after the guys who were carrying him, just to he says
حتى في نفس اليوم استشهد يوسف في منطقة يوسف بكنا نفس دخل باب داركم معاه أنا ويوسف صدام والسبت.
In the same day, another friend of his also was killed, and he became a martyr, and he was next to him as well.